It's A&J Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. I'm right back to my ways, right off the bat.
You chat with those guys right down to the wire.
2.5 minutes to talk to Coach Lang from Fisher. So what did we do? We talked for 2 minutes and 33 seconds to where you had to start the intro music because I'm still on the phone with Coach. Is that just how I do it every time?
I got your back, Tay.
You do.
I got your back.
You've learned that if this show's going to be any good, you've got to get my back.
I got you. It's the A&J Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. That's Lante. I'm Jeremy Warner. We're continuing our high school football preview.
Okay.
We're having Chad Musselman, the Villa Grove coach, on later. Ira Jefferson, Champaign Central tomorrow. BJ Luke from Danville on Wednesday. PBL's Jeff Graham on Thursday. So we're going around Central Illinois here. But right now we're bringing on Fisher coach Matt Lang. And Matt, how's your first couple of days of practice been going up there in Fisher?
It's pretty good. You know, things are going well, and, I'm really excited. The kids are really excited. We're going to fight and plug through these next 2 weeks and get I think we got a game on the 26th. I'm not for sure, but I think we got a game on the 26th, and I think we'll be ready. So I'm excited, guys.
I know, Coach, I've been talking to some people from the Fisher area, Jeff Palmer being one, a former Bunny, and he's very excited about you and what you've done for Fisher. But I know, Coach, last year 3-6, not something you guys like. Can you guys bounce back this year and make another appearance in that playoffs?
Yeah, we're excited. I'm going on my 10th year here at Fisher. So last year was the second time in 9 years we hadn't made the playoffs. We were 3-6. We didn't quite have the firepower of the horses. We only had 3 seniors out for football. So this year our numbers are back up. We got 11 seniors. Our leadership has improved. The work ethic has improved, and we're going to take it in 3-game intervals and just get after it and kind of see where we're at. And, our motto this year is just, no plays off, don't be barn blind. Don't think you're the hottest horse in the stable because everybody else is going to be coming right at you, and just get better every day. And I think we're going to be all right, guys.
Talking with Fisher coach Matt Lang. And Matt, I was talking with Josh Cavanaugh, small town high school football. You guys are 1A, and you kind of go through cycles with talent. He talked about 3 seniors last year. 11 seniors is a big deal, it seems like, in class 1A football. Is that going to be the strength of your team, is just that leadership and experience?
Absolutely. I mean, it's just, we were in every game last year up to halftime, and then we would come out in the second half, and just our youth and inexperience and just, kind of lack of toughness and lack of a bigger, stronger, more mature body really took its toll in the second half in every game. We were in every game except for one, and that was later in the year when the wheels were kind of falling off, and it was against Lexington, and it wasn't a good game, but I just think the maturity, just knowing kind of what we have to do and how we have to go about it, and just, getting back to, just being tough and technically sound and just being, disciplined. I think we're going to be able to do those things because we're 1 year older.
Well, Coach, what if you had to give us the strength of your team, not specifically the seniors, but, I'm talking offensive line, is it your offense, defense, where would it lie this year?
Well, I think... surprisingly and kind of in a sneaky way, we are pretty blessed. I think when you're in 1A football, if you're blessed with some good linemen on the offense and defensive side of the ball, things can take care of itself. And we've got some pretty big athletic, 1A football players. And we kind of mix that in with a little bit of height and speed on the offense, defensive lines. And I kind of like some of the things we're going to be able to do in terms of offense. I mean, it's pretty simple, but I think we're going to be able to be pretty effective with what we do. And then defensively, I think if our D-line can play well, I think we got some linebackers and cornerbacks and some safety guys, secondary guys that can make some plays. So I'm pretty excited.
K&J Show, Jeremy Warner, Lante, talking with Fisher coach Matt Lang. Opened up the season against St. Thomas More on August 26th. And one thing, Coach, I always look at it when you have a small-town football team is you notice certain names, and they keep coming back. When you have an Unzicker, Estes, these are just names you associate with Fisher football.
Yeah, we've been pretty blessed. We've had some pretty good, some big-time names there at Fisher over the last few years. And, now we're kind of moving on to new names. And I think some of the new names you're going to hear this year that have been part of a program the last 2 or 3 years, even when we had the Guy Kirby's and the Colton Unzickers, some of these new names are coming up, and those names, you know, the Pereros, Carmine, Horton, Estes, you know, Justin Coy, Owens, you know, just guys like that, Wallach. I think people are going to really, you know, kind of just cling on to those names and get excited about those names because, you know, the future of Fisher football, it's right here, right now, and I think we're going to be all right.
All right, quickly, Coach Matt Lang from Fisher. I want you to name quickly the 13 teams in the heart of Illinois Conference. Holy cow. How do you win a conference with 13 teams?
Well, I'll name the 17 teams in the Big East, and then I'll name the 13 teams in the HOIC. So, it's kind of silly, not silly. I love our conference. We got good players, good coaches. But there are 13 teams. You know, there's been discussion in the past of how they should split it up into divisions. That hasn't really come full force yet. Maybe it will in the future. But it is what it is. But you know, it's just a lot of parity. And I think in our situation, we're going to be better this year. I know that we're going to be better. The problem is, like the Big Ten, our conference is going to be lots better. I mean, our teams are going to there's going to be some really good football teams. And not that last year was a bad year for the HOIC, but this year, there's going to be some really good football teams. I really think their talent level and everything's going up.
Matt, so when you have that many teams in a conference, do your goals change about, you know, I know a lot of teams sit there and go, we want to be second in the conference. We want a conference championship. Do your goals kind of change when you have 13, 14 teams in a conference?
Well, you know, it's tough. I mean, we're going against some 2A schools. We're going against some 1A schools, you know. Kind of the thing, you know, you guys are asking about like themes or mottos this year, and another little coaching, I guess, saying I'm trying to say is, you know, don't take any plays off. You know, let's don't worry about week 8, 9, and 10 and all that stuff that everybody wants to worry about and they want to move on to that next level. Let's just take every game one day at a time, no plays off, and you know, just take your lunch pail out to work and just get going. I mean, because it's going to be hard-nosed, rock'em, sock'em football. And we split it up into three-game intervals, and every game's going to be a challenge. But we're looking forward to it.
Well, that first game should be a challenge, especially. I know that's the one you guys are preparing for now. St. Thomas More, a school with an enrollment of 577. I know they're 4A, 5A, depending on how the multiplier works out. Big game for you guys that could set the tone for the rest of the season. It's kind of a danger game, but at the same time, you really get to find out what you're made of in that game, right?
Yeah, you know, and we had an opportunity to schedule this game a couple years ago, and I wanted to do it just because of the proximity, you know, and just the closeness and just get everybody involved. And you know, we're excited. I mean, Coach Hennessy does a great job down there. They got some good football players, the Comet kid at running back and the Carroll kid at wide receiver. And you don't really know who they're going to have each and every year, but they're going to have some good linemen, and they run their little spread offense, and they're effective. You know, we were in the game last year. It was 14-7 at half, and then that youth and inexperience kind of showed up in the second half, and we kind of got beat up a little bit. But we're excited. We get a great opportunity to have a second chance, and not very many times do you get a second chance. And we get a second chance at St. Thomas More at our house on the 26th, and, you know, we're pretty excited about that.
Wrapping up with Fisher coach Matt Lang. And Matt, you got to excuse me. I'm going to be the typical media member, the typical kid. And when I was at a football camp, you know, I noticed Fisher, and I knew the name Fisher Bunnies. I know ESPN's done a story on this. I think E60 did. Deadspin's mentioned you guys. I know you guys probably get a lot of grief from other schools, but do you kind of embrace that name, or how do you kind of handle that with your kids?
Well, you know, we don't really talk about it too much. I mean, I think – one of the things, I mean, I was lucky and fortunate enough to get the head coaching job at Fisher about, you know, 9-10 years ago. And, you know, Fisher was the laughing stock of East Central Illinois. And, you know, we've just gotten really fortunate with our kids buying into our system and being just a good Fisher Bunny football player. You know, and our jerseys are orange and black. You know, we got hard-nosed, tough kids. We just come right after people, and we block well, and we tackle well. And, you know, we love being Fisher Bunnies. We love being Fisher High School football team. And I don't think Fisher Bunny football is a joke anymore to anybody.
Sounds good.
We get right after it. And, you know, I got people that talk to me about our nickname and about being a bunny, but I know one thing. I think in East Central Illinois, I think we're a pretty well-respected football program and football team. And, you know, that's kudos to the kids and the coaching staff and administration that have bought in. And so I'm excited. I'm real lucky to be, you know, to be the head coach. And, you know, I'm living the dream right now. I'm a head football coach. I get to coach a game in 2 weeks, and I got a beautiful wife and two kids. You know, life couldn't get any better.
Perfect, Matt. I can't believe it's going to be 2 weeks, but you've done a heck of a job. 7 out of 9 years you've been in the playoffs with Fisher. So good luck getting back to there this season, Matt. So good luck, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Hey, go Bunnies. And, hey, it's a great time of the year, guys. And thanks for everything you guys do for high school sports. So we'll talk to you guys later.
Thanks, Matt.
All right. That is Matt Lang. He's the head football coach at Fisher. And in the heart of Illinois, and that conference, like he said, I think took a little bit of a little bit of a beating last year in terms of some of their teams, and maybe didn't do as well as they hoped. But boy, you look around that conference at some of the powers in that conference and how good some of those teams have been in recent years. And
of course, Lexington a couple years ago was in the state title.
Lexington is just always, it seems, you know, always kind of that perennial power. You got Gibson City, got a lot of these teams that are very good. So Matt Lang from Fisher, we wish him nothing but the best. Should be a fun year, and hope to see them back in the playoffs again.
359-2255, 217-359-2255. If you want to get a hold of us, let's talk some Cardinals next.
Okay.
How you feeling? How you feeling about those Cardinals, Tay? I want to hear that.
Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah. Let's hear that next from you.
We'll do it. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.
Cool.